I'm guessing probably because of your profession, you probably have a great collection of coffee table books on great artists. Am I right?
I do have a pretty good art book collection, which is really something cherished in my family at large. And so actually many of my art books I inherited from an uncle who had a very good art library and was an art collector. And of course, I've added to that.
We ask individuals to share three books in particular that have meant a lot to them that they are particularly fond of. So what's your first book?
I think the first book is one that I actually haven't completed. And it's called Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace. You know, 1,000 pages long. He has some very precise observations.
It looks like an infinite book. You've brought it with you. It's quite long.
You know, it's unusual for a work of fiction to have about 50 pages of footnotes. It just points out the obsessive quality of David Foster Wallace. He seems to capture us at a certain point in time. Seems to capture America. It really is a masterpiece.
You prefer fiction mostly.
I do. Reading at the end of the day is a must. The day is off kilter if I don't go to bed having spent 30, 40 minutes reading. And then a younger author today named Edward St. Aubin.
St. Aubin is a British writer.
Yes.
And and that series, the Patrick Melrose novels, are autobiographical.
Yes. So Patrick Melrose has alcohol and drug problems so far beyond the rational that you can't actually imagine a human being living through it. So that's where fiction comes in handy, because he can. You know, it's a semi-sweet ending. Incredibly funny in a very dry, sharp way.
I guess there is humor and depravity. Can you share a particular moment from one of those books?
Yeah. He belonged to that class of men, vaguely unprepossessing, often bald, short, fat, clever, who were unaccountably attractive to certain beautiful women.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Is that a great sentence?
That is great, yeah. Occasionally you stray into nonfiction?
Yes. I just loved, years ago, The Professor and the Madman. And it's about the Oxford English Dictionary, which sounds like it wouldn't be such a thrilling topic, but it's about madness and genius and how that dictionary, which is one of the great works of art.
Which took decades to produce.
And so the person in this book was both a genius and a madman, helped create the greatest dictionary in the English language.
We like to end our piece with a quote from an author talking about another good book. Have you got one you'd like to share for us?
Yes, I have one from Anna Quinlan. Books are the plane and the train and the road. They are the destination and the journey. They are home.
Oh, that's great. Michael Shapiro, director with the High Museum of Art here in Atlanta. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Steve.